history. Rewrite our history. Can change the whole world. Gonna take it over. Gonna start it over. Don't you know what we could be? A new beginning. Fighting to a winning. Tell me that you're in it. Don't you wanna be a superhero? Superhero. Superhero. Don't you wanna be a superhero? Superhero. Superhero.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. I hope everybody's had a great week. So glad that you're tuning in. My name is Lou McCoy. I am the host of this hour each week from 2 to 3. And I'm joined in the studio right now with producer Becca Hill. Hi, Becca. Oh, got her jingle bells going.
Yeah, that's when you hang something shiny and sparkly in front of me, and I'm going to play with it.
You're like a cat playing with a toy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm sleepy.
Why?
Because it's raining.
Oh, it's sloppy out, isn't it?
It is. I need to go make some chicken and dumplings, sit in front of some college football this weekend, and just camp out.
That'll work.
That's my plan.
That's your plan for the weekend?
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
That may be my plan as well.
Yeah, especially since we got to watch the Dallas Cowboys win last night.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
We did.
So I know my mom's listening. We talked earlier. That was a boring game. I'm sorry, wasn't it? Didn't you think?
No.
You didn't think so?
We were on the edge of our seats.
Maybe at the end.
Oh, my gosh. James was yelling at that defensive line all game long.
Maybe I slept through part of it then. I don't know.
Maybe you need to come watch the games at our house because we're a little bit more lively crowd.
That's a deal. Yeah, maybe I was just by myself and, you know, what was it, 14 to 12, I think, the final, something like that? It was pretty low.
17.
Oh, we got to 17. Oh,
yeah,
much better.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I complaining about?
We had two touchdowns and a field goal. They had three field goals and a touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they did win, and that's awesome. And the Super Bowl is in Houston this year.
Oh, cool.
Just down the road. We'll go ahead and make plans for that.
There you go. Huh? Yeah, we're going at least mostly through the playoffs.
That'd be awesome.
I feel it in my bones.
That'd be fun.
It's going to be a good year.
It is. It's already been a good year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't overeat. I was proud of me.
Yeah.
I was proud of myself.
Okay, and you finally celebrated on Saturday, I think you were?
Yeah, Friday, actually.
Oh, Friday.
It worked out to be on Friday. Yeah, it was originally planned to be Saturday, but we did it on Friday. After all, we got last minute plan change, and it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's a fun holiday.
Yeah,
I'm still paying the price.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you didn't have any of my pecan cobbler?
Well, I don't know where I would have put it.
Exactly.
You know what I was eating?
What?
A lot of. I ate a lot of different things, but I ate a lot of peanut brittle.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah, from our good friend Carrie.
From the brittle chick.
Uh-huh. The brittle chick?
Yeah.
Hooked me up.
I know.
And she doesn't sell it in small quantities.
So you don't want to let it go to waste.
And so I shared it.
So
and still
it
had some. I shared some more. But it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring some of that pecan cobbler to the High Impact Connection Christmas party.
That'd be great.
This year.
We'd love that.
Yeah. Ooh,
so
Angela Major would yell at me.
Oh, she would, but it's all right. You can take her. You can handle them, Angela.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't, but you can maybe. So so how did the Blue Santas go?
Oh, they're going great.
Yeah.
We've done 3-4 of them already.
You've been doing the live remotes, right?
Yeah, live remotes in different locations all over town, and we've collected a good little chunk of money and quite a few toys. So
that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did one yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Dietert Center.
At the Dietert Center with the Hero Card. Then I did another one at Aaron Plumbing, and then I did another or Harley did one at Gibson's this morning, and I just got back from doing one over at River Hills Mall.
That's great.
And we've got, I don't know, 6 or 8 more of them planned next week.
That's fun. Great cause.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we had Tom and Pat on last week from
yes.
the CPAAA, the Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association.
Very
did
good.
I get it right?
Yeah.
That's,
I've been having to say it a lot, too.
And they're in charge of the Blue Santa, which is a great.
Yes, and their lovely, lovely coordinator, Brenda Smith, is the one that came
out. Isn't she darling?
She's been out to every one of them so far. And
she goes to
amazing. Well, she's not going to make all of them next week. Okay. She's got some other stuff going on, but we'll have some of the KPD officers out there.
Well, and she was in uniform, right?
Yes.
But I really wanted her in a Blue Santa suit.
She brought her Blue Santa sack to Gibson's this morning.
Okay, that's good.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah, she can't wear the hat. It's kind of against regulations with the uniform.
Oh, makes
sense.
Yeah,
she checked into that. But she brought the Blue Santa sack. Yep.
Yeah.
So we got at least that much in.
How long do
does the Blue Santa run? Do you know?
I know we're doing the remotes through the end of next week. The program itself, they've already stopped taking applications.
Okay.
They don't publicly announce when they're going to do the distribution. The people who have turned in their applications are already made aware of when they're supposed to go pick their stuff up.
Okay.
So that way, you know.
But as far as collecting toys and donations, they do that for quite a while.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They'll do that all the way through the week of Christmas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Because they said, you know, even if they do the distributions, if the police come across somebody who is in need and they see a need and they haven't applied for help, even up to Christmas Eve, they'll make sure that the excess toys that's left over from the people who applied, they'll get them some.
Nothing goes to waste.
That's right.
That's awesome.
They take care of everybody they can.
Again, we have such a giving community here.
Yeah,
right?
It's
amazing.
Cool.
It is.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I get to be a part of it.
Yeah. It's a great place to live.
It is.
We mm-hmm. we talk about that all the time.
Yeah. So what's new with the hero card, Lou?
Oh, my goodness. We are, we're working hard. Becca. Can't get to it fast enough. I'm excited to announce, of course, we had Bobby Burris in the office, in the radio, in our studio here a couple of weeks ago, and Bobby's working hard here in Kerrville.
Yep.
And so our number one focus is really to go back to the businesses that we're showing have participated or are participating.
Right.
And then, of course, we're talking to new businesses as well.
That's
so
fabulous.
There's, you know, it's just amazing. I know I lived here a while, but when you start to look at how many businesses
mm-hmm.
and individual type entrepreneurs we have here, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
it truly is.
There's thousands. We'll never get to them all.
That's right. Hey, there you go.
Hey.
Our friend Clint Fiore with Texas Business Buyers,
yes.
He just sold a new business, so there's a new potential client
there
for you.
There you go. He didn't Absolutely. Disclose who it was yet.
No,
right?
Not yet,
because
they
yet.
Have to make a public announcement to
okay.
the employees b-
well,
before
that'd
they do
be nice.
That.
Yeah, before they tell me.
Yeah.
So I can go get my hero card.
Hey.
There you go. But yeah, we're doing great. And then I fortunately had a friend of mine. Her name is Heather Davis. She is in Fredericksburg because I've been very concerned about trying to get Fredericksburg covered.
Sure.
And there's only so many of me and so many hours in a day, right? And so I was asking Brandy, my wife, I said, who do we know over there that knows people? And she immediately said, oh, you just call Heather Davis. And
oh, cool.
You know, it was one of those slap your forehead type moments. I'm like, of
duh.
Course, duh. And Heather does know everybody. She's just... got tons of energy. So Heather is working in Fredericksburg and
cool.
calling on businesses there and having success. And so it's just a lot of fun to, again, great business idea concept. People like the idea of having the consumers love the card, right? Getting some savings.
Yes.
And the businesses love the idea of giving back in the communities.
Yeah.
And then, of
no
course,
doubt.
The fundraising. So, yeah, still going great.
Cool.
And so one of our newest business is over in Fredericksburg.
Yay.
Yeah. And we have Fredericksburg listeners on the show, don't we?
Absolutely we do.
All right. Very good. So I want to announce that Bloomin' Handler Florist.
Oh, cool.
And you can go over and see Linda. And I've got to get all my names correct here. Stacy.
Uh-huh.
And they are the owners, and just they have an amazing. I'm sorry, it's not Linda. Durr. Okay, forgive me. See, I'm a human. Diana is her name.
Yes,
they have been in business 40 years.
Wow!
And their store is amazing. It is amazing. If you don't have the Christmas spirit, just run in there because it is. They have beautifully decorated trees, and all the things that you could decorate your house with,
oh, wonderful.
And your home, your office, and so. And of course, they do floral arrangements. I bought a happy birthday, Mom. She turned 82 just before Thanksgiving, and I was over there, and I went in and bought a beautiful arrangement for her. And they're just great people.
Happy
so,
birthday, Ms. McCoy.
There you go, Mom. See, I told you were going to get some loved on today. There you go.
Yeah.
So they're great. They'll offer you a 10% discount anytime.
Oh, cool.
Which is wonderful. And now. They're during the month of December, they're doing 25% all their Christmas decor.
Ooh.
So that you don't even have to show the card for that. So
that's
pretty cool.
Their
right?
normal sale, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. So Becca, run over there and decorate your house.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I love that German name, Blumenhandler.
Blumenhandler.
Flower handler.
Yeah.
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 That's
is that
so
what that means?
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, thank
uh-huh.
you.
Well,
I should have known that.
I don't know if you tell by looking at me, but I'm a little German.
Yes, you are.
Just a little bit. The family name of Dietz, it kind of Yeah.
Okay.
That's the
so
American.
So you know the Blumenhandler.
That's Dietz is the German version of Smith.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a very common name.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Dietz, Miss Smith.
That would be my grandmother's name. Thank you.
Well, I'm also excited to know that, and we'll do this after the show today. I'll actually finish this up. But Soaring Dragon here in town has agreed to participate, and
yay!
I'm so excited. Peggy is
she's cool.
She's cool. They make great food over there, and I believe her partner is. I think his name is Yang. I've not met him, but
I haven't either. I've just met Peggy.
I think he does the cooking and she does the front end. But anyway, great food, and so I don't know again what the discount's going to be, but it'll be good.
Yeah? I can't wait because I eat there all the time, and to save some money top of that.
Yeah. So again, we're just excited about all the new businesses that are coming on board that we're talking
I'm so
to,
happy.
And it's fun. And
That's
YMCA is again, they're still selling the card, so be on the lookout if you are friends with somebody that. Maybe your grandson or granddaughter is playing basketball. I think it's the season now.
Yeah.
And so you may be hearing from them.
Cool.
And if you buy a card from them, you can do it straight from them, or you can go online and designate that you bought it through the Y.
Right.
You'll have that money goes to the Y.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They get credit. So that's fantastic. Yeah.
All right.
Like that.
Well, I think we need to take a break.
Are we going to take a break?
Yeah. It's about that time.
You don't let me talk very long.
I don't. You talk too much.
So are you playing up our musical guest right here?
I am.
All right. You want to roll that? A little Brooks and Dunn, right?
Yeah. I hook you up.
We like them. You're going to hook me up.
I hook you up.
All right. Let's go. We'll be back in just a few minutes here, or not even that long, on the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Oh, I always hate it when she cuts the music off because I'm having so much fun listening to it. So that's a little Brooks and Dunn. Any of you that listen in each week, you know that I always feature somebody that I enjoy. And Brooks and Dunn. Okay, so we'll do a little trivia real quick. And then I'm going to introduce Jane Lehman to you. That Jane is joining me here in the studio. But before we get to Jane, let's do a little trivia on Brooks and Dunn. So they are a country music duo. And Jane, you don't know their music because you're shaking your head. Okay. So very, very popular country music duo. And they won the Country Music Duo of the Year Award. It may not be exactly right, but that's close enough. You get the idea. 14 out of 15 years. Now, that's not the trivia. The trivia is that was from 92 to 2006. Who won it in the year 2000 that shut their record down?
2007?
2007? I thought it was 2000.
You said
92. They won it from 92 to 2006.
Yeah.
But in 2000, they did not win it. So,
oh, that was the year they did.
They didn't win it. So if you will text me at 830-370-6836, 830-370-6836, and tell me who won it that year.
Unless your name's Steve Bradley.
Yeah, Steve Bradley, nope. No, Steve wins all the time. I think he reads my notes. But anyway, if you can tell me who won it the year they didn't, you'll get a free hero card that you can pick up down here at the radio station. Rebecca. Okay, thank you. Look forward to that, and we'll announce the winner. All right, so joining me now is Jane Lehman. Hi, Jane.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Thank you for having me on. I'm great.
Oh, thanks for being
glad
out.
Glad to be out of the rain.
Yeah, sloppy Friday afternoon.
Sure is.
Have you had a good week?
I've had a great week.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good. Good
Thanksgiving. Of course.
Tough week
yes.
coming back, isn't it?
I was taking care of 10 dogs and 40 chickens.
Last week?
Yes. don't even ask where that came from. But
you're teasing
I was,
about the chickens.
No, 40 chickens.
40 chickens.
Which isn't, I learned it's not a lot of work, but it was interesting.
Okay. Are you doing that here locally?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
House sitting, pet sitting chickens.
Pets, well, pet sitting the dogs and the chickens happened to be there.
They happened to be out there.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It went well.
Good for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you were glad they came home, weren't you? The owners.
I learned that chickens actually put themselves to bed at night. which I didn't know the first night when I chased them all over. So anybody out there that has chickens is probably laughing their butts
off. I don't know
right
a lot, but these were layers.
They will be.
They will be.
They were still too young.
Okay, so you didn't have to go collect any
eggs? No collecting eggs.
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I learned something.
You're quite the animal lover.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you've done some, you do some dog and pet sitting from
that
okay,
came
just
from
for
my
fun,
daughter.
For
that came from I actually I'm a cat person, but I'm okay. starting to understand dogs very well.
Yeah, well, they're we talk a lot about animals on this show. I don't know what that's all about. In fact, last week or 2 weeks ago, we had Bark in the Park.
That's right.
Do you know the Bark in the Park?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just a cool thing. Have you ever walked dogs for them?
No, but I was down there when they were walking.
Okay.
They wouldn't actually let us walk the dogs because they didn't know who we were.
Yeah.
And
have to get in on the front end of that. And
right.
They're always looking for volunteers, I believe, to walk the dogs and make donations. So Bark in the Park.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really cool. So, Jane, you're we're in Rotary together. That's
yes,
how we know each other,
that's right.
among other things. And, again, I appreciate you coming on to talk to us because I think what you do is fascinating and very worthwhile. You basically, we're going to talk about identity theft.
Identity theft.
Yeah, and you were saying this month is,
this is National Identity Theft Protection Month because this is the highest crime rate time of the year with everybody going Christmas shopping.
Whipping out the cards.
And I got hit early this year, the day after Thanksgiving. I already had, sitting there at a wonderful dinner, a text came through on my phone that said $430 had been taken out of my account. So that kind of got me rolling into the season.
So, and you got that money back?
Yes, got
okay.
that money back.
But this is very near and dear to you.
Yeah, of course,
I mean,
it is.
You've been, not only do you know about how it happens to other people, but you've experienced it personally.
Oh, right. And I think, you know, 5 years ago, people may have known someone, but nowadays, almost everyone has had something very close to them, if not to themselves, along those lines.
Yep.
Either a fraud, that in that case, that's identity fraud. Mm-hmm. They got in and they were using my account.
Okay.
Right. And there are so many different areas of identity theft and one of the main questions I get asked here in Kerrville is, well, does that happen here in Kerrville? Well, why wouldn't it? That's my question.
It even happens in our little utopia
our
here,
little
huh?
utopia
wow.
here. You know,
yeah.
we live in one of the richest areas
we
of
do.
Texas, mm-hmm. and we also have a lot of, unfortunately to say, I'm glad that we have drug rehabs, but there's two conflicting cultures that come together at times, and it's just the thieves. I'm not talking about the people here, not
right.
the rich or the rehab, but people from outside. These thieves see this area, and we're all at risk. Whether you're in rehab or if you are a millionaire, doesn't matter. They're interested in all of us.
They'll take it all, won't they?
And another very big misconception is that people think that since they have bad credit, that they're not going to be hit. Oh, that's not at all. When an identity theft takes your information, and let's say they open up a business in another state. You've never even been to that state, but suddenly you get a bill from the IRS. And this actually happened to a friend of mine. He got a $30,000 bill from the IRS. They said, you have a lawn care service in Alabama.
Oh.
This friend said, he said, wait, I am corporate Chrysler in Detroit, Michigan. Why would I be mowing people's yards? And the IRS didn't care. They ended up freezing his accounts.
Oh, my goodness.
So
okay. It's not a laughing matter.
No, it's really not.
It's really awful.
It's really not.
Uh-huh.
It is right here. I've been to Walmart and HEB and seen people trying to send money thinking they're going to get $100,000. That's not how that works. And they think they're going to get a government grant, which you don't pay to get a government grant.
Right.
And that's not how grants work anyway. It's a very rigorous, you know how it is to write a grant. It takes a lot of time. You don't just pay $1,500 and get a grant.
Yeah, you earn your money when you write a government grant.
That's right.
You really do.
And it's for a good cause.
Because you worded something just right.
Exactly.
And you filled out every form that needed.
So,
yeah.
And then you've got, we were talking before about getting the email from James Comey, the director of the FBI. Actually, he wrote to me today that I'm going to get $3 million.
Oh,
and
sweet.
There are people that believe that.
Yeah.
There are people that believe these things,
they
and it's kind of hair-raising.
Mm-hmm. Well, our friend Gina Carter, she reminds us about, I asked her on occasion to submit some information about different things that are going on, and I think it was 2 weeks ago, we talked about the IRS scam.
Oh, IRS is big.
Yeah. They just call you on the phone and all of a sudden
you know
give the money away.
In 2014, I think there was $15 billion in IRS fraud.
Oh,
the projection for this year is $22 billion. And people hear those numbers and think, well, it's already all over. They've already gotten. No, they're just getting started, folks. And it's so not a joke.
It's not. Well, and you made a great point. Are you familiar with the Citizens Police Academy?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so absolutely. Have you been through that course?
Not yet. I would love to. Well, I think it's awesome. I know a lot of people that have.
Yeah, it's a fascinating course, and you learn a lot. And, of course, the thing I keep promoting is you just shoot a gun. Becca's nodding her head. We like that idea. That's maybe the one thing I remember. No. but the other thing I remember is that they talked about that we can't be naive in this town.
No,
we think
you
we
can't
don't
be
have
naive
all
anywhere.
These things that actually go on, just like the big city, we have it here, and in some cases, maybe worse. And so
that's right.
All right, so we know this is happening. Do you have some solutions for us? So how do I protect myself from some
of
these things?
First of all, there is no company, there is no entity that can prevent identity theft.
Okay.
Period. But what people really need to do is be diligent. Now, I've heard people say, well, I don't use my credit card in a restaurant. I would not do that. I write checks. Well, that's about the last thing you want to do in this day and
Explain
age.
Explain that.
Don't,
yeah.
Your check has all of your information on it, your address. It's got the routing number, the transit number, the account number, I mean. That's just too much information. I wouldn't write a check unless I knew exactly who was getting that
all
check.
Right. Great advice.
Use credit cards instead of debit cards. You've got the insurance
on those insurance
cards.
Because you
have the insurance
on the backside.
That's right. And unfortunately, that's the credit card companies and banks that stand to lose the most money. That $430 got put back into my account. Well, now somebody walked away with some nice UGG boots and a whole bunch of other stuff from some shoe company.
Oh.
That yeah, but I got my money back. So somebody lost money somewhere.
Yeah,
which is really sad. That has to happen that way. But it is going on. Be careful when you're. You've all seen the scans, the scanners. These guys have scanners that they can
That's
walk through the mall.
Ask, okay.
They can,
and they can pick up
get
our numbers.
Credit cards. Yeah, they showed a guy walk through a food court, and he just walked through the food court and got 15 credit card numbers right there in the food court.
And so these
and
credit cards
easy.
Were in purses or in pockets
were in
or in billfolds.
Yes, exactly. And these scanners will pick that up.
And so I believe at one time you handed me a protector.
I sure do. Yes,
yep.
I have
and
those protectors.
Those
I have to give Becca. Becca's looking at me. I need to give Becca a protector as well.
Yeah,
for your cards.
And those work.
Yes,
and
they do. Oh, yes, they do. I had some. I had a couple, like eight of them in my pocket once as I went through the airport scanner, and I set the scanner off. I thought, why? I said, I don't have anything on me. And then I realized, I said, well, all I have is these. And I took them out and showed that he goes, hand them through to me, and it set the
really?
Alarm off. Yeah. So okay. They work. Yes, they definitely work.
Will a plastic case work as well?
No, plastic
that
doesn't.
Plastic won't do it. It's a special thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to have a metal case.
All right,
I have a quick question, Jane. We're talking about scanning cards and stuff like that. With this new technology that they have on these cards with the chip in them, mm-hmm. Do the scanners still pick up the information on these cards that have the chip? Or
you know, the chip cards, we've had those. I lived in Germany for 25 years. We've had those chip cards over in Europe for many years already. So it's funny to me that it's new here. I don't believe they can pick that information up from a chip card. But I am not I'm not 100% sure. That's a great question that I will look into.
So the protector's still a good idea
until
we know
for
idea.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
So what about, Jane, and this is always the way this works, and you, we're going to, yeah, we got about 3 minutes here before we take
right.
a break for some news and weather. So staying on topic here, what about when we give our credit card information out on Amazon and online shopping? How's that?
Everybody's shopping online, and that's not something that you want to know that you're shopping on a secure site such as okay. Amazon. But we've just gotten off onto a subject where we always seem to go with identity theft. And do you know that credit monitoring, the people have credit monitoring to watch out for their money and things. That only covers 17% of identity theft. That the bigger parts of identity theft are in the IRS, which is growing. They are. It's in the medical area.
Okay.
We've just been all we've talked up to now is one area of identity theft: fraud, financial fraud. But driver's license, where they take your, they're using your driver's license and they're writing bad checks and again using medical information to have procedures done. Suddenly, a person will get a bill for $20,000, $50,000. For some surgery that they didn't have. These are areas that are growing, and it's very difficult to. Again, you cannot prevent identity theft. So if you're going to the doctor and they're requiring extra information, you should be glad that they're being that diligent.
Okay. So
you
don't withhold that.
Yes.
Okay. That's good information. Yeah.
You got to know it.
You need to know.
You've got to know your information, but you've also got to. You should expect them to be asking. Can we check this?
That's
we
good.
Why
that's
are you asking
point.
For my driver's license? It's a good thing they're doing
okay.
that. Be glad they
don't
are.
Don't be offended.
Yeah.
That's great.
And do not
great.
Give... If you're carrying your Social Security number in your wallet, take it out and do not do that. I know that a lot of, like, Medicaid or Medicare use that number as an identification, which... That's crazy to me. When that system, I don't know. We're in a bit. We have a big mess going on here.
Okay.
And only we. All of your information's already out there anyway. So if you don't use any credit cards and you don't, if you don't even have to own a computer, you can still be, you can still be hacked. You can still have identity theft
wow.
issues. Because every your all of your medical records, birth records, school records, employment records, insurance records, and all of that is on computers.
It's all out there.
Yes. So I do a lot with the elderly as well because they don't understand how what a serious matter this is, and they're very trusting. They'll trust anybody that
sure.
calls. They end up giving out credit card numbers and things over the phone, which is not a good idea.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's not just the elderly. I mean, I think we all need some education
yes.
in this area. And
but they are targeted.
They are targeted. That's exactly right.
Targeted.
So, Jane, you're really knowledgeable. You are really knowledgeable in this area. So I know people that are listening will have some more questions for you. Would you
yes.
give out your email and a phone number so if somebody
okay,
wanted to
yes,
address?
Okay, yes, because I would love to answer any questions
yeah,
people have.
Please.
My telephone number, and I'll say it twice, is 810-333-3442. Again, it's 810-333-3442. And you can get me at janelehman@hotmail.com, which is, my name is Jane, L-E-H-M-A-N, Jane Lehman.
That's awesome. Well, Jane, I appreciate you coming in on Friday. I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
I think this is something we can talk more about. Probably just the tip of the iceberg in this
very
area.
Very much just the tip of the iceberg.
So we can kind of see what happens in the month of December, and then we can talk about how
right,
everybody
and then
fared.
We can talk about tax season.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, listen, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
And, again, I'll have you back on. We're going to have to take a break for some news and weather.
Sure.
And, again, you're listening to the Hero Card Hour here on KERB, 1230 AM. Maria Brooks and Dunn. I really didn't want the music to end. I think I say that every time, but that's one of my favorite Brooks and Dunn songs right there. Can't sing it, but I like to hear it. All right, you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 AM. And in just a minute, I'm going to introduce our next guest, who is Mindy Wendelay. And Mindy is the Executive Director of Families and Literacy here in town. But before we get to Mindy, I want to announce that we have a winner on the trivia. And Gordon Vickers texted me just a minute ago, and he indicated the so the question was between 1992 and 2006, Brooks and Dunn were the country music duo of the year, except for one year in there, and Montgomery Gentry won that. So I don't know what happened. Maybe Brooks and Dunn had an off year, but that's a hero card for Gordon Vickers, and I know him, so I can get that to him. You don't have to pick that up at the station. So congratulations to you. Thanks for listening. And a couple of little business things that I want to announce. Again, we've talked about Keys Brittle. And great time of year to expand your waistline with some of that. And Carrie Barnett, the brittle chick, is just amazing at that. I want to give out her number because I know that many of you want to eat that, and I have her number somewhere. Here it is. It's 210-286-7274. And she can. She has several different flavors, the traditional and then the jalapeno pecan, which I love. And Mindy's mouth is watering over here. Right, Mindy?
That's right.
Mindy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks
yeah.
for dropping in.
It's a fun time, a Friday afternoon, and it's raining outside.
Pretty sloppy out, isn't it?
But it's all good. We always need the rain.
We do.
Yep.
We do. You're sweet to be here. So, do you like peanut brittle?
I love it.
Do you love it?
Too much.
Do you make it?
No.
Okay, so.
Absolutely not. That is a skill.
It is a skill. I tried it
one time.
Okay.
And that was enough? It was just one time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, do you know Carrie Barnett and Keys Brittle?
I do not, but I'm anxious to learn more.
Okay. Do you follow our Hero Card Facebook page?
You know, I am a friend.
Okay. Yeah. You like our page. So, I want to recommend to our audience out there, go in and like. If you're on Facebook, like the Hero Card because we post all these things out there. I mean, you can always go on our website, but that doesn't have all the delicious pictures of the brittle and the different things. So, like us on Facebook, and you'll see Carrie put some out there last night. I wanted to order some more, but I still have some. So, amazing peanut butter. Doesn't stick in your teeth, Mindy.
See, that's the best key. Thing. And so our dentist would like that.
Our dentist, well.
Well, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't think they're going to like it because of that.
Unless we bring some to them when we go for our checkup.
I think he's going to tell me to quit eating it because of the cavity count, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, that's wonderful. Okay. So, Mindy. How are things at Families and Literacy?
Families and Literacy is wonderful.
Yeah.
Lou, we are, for those listeners that are not familiar
That's
with
what
Families and Literacy.
Tell us what we do over there.
Families and Literacy is a nonprofit, standalone organization that's mission is to help adult learners through education. Okay. We were formed in 1996, so we're 20 years old.
Wow.
And we have a staff of, there's three of us, but we're all part-time. And we work with a board of directors, which your host for this hour is on the board.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo, that's right. We're exactly
lucky
we're excited that Lou is on our board, and we reach out to as many people as we can who are seeking possibly a GED, taking classes in English as a second language,
right.
Computer skills classes, parenting classes, civics and U.S. history or government classes for possibly citizenship, looking at citizenship. And so we do a year-round offering. We have semesters, just like the universities and the ISDs do.
Okay.
We have a fall semester and a spring semester. We are getting ready just in a couple of weeks to wrap up our fall 16.
I was going to say, fall must be wrapping up. Okay.
It's wrapping up. Our spring semester starts in January. In fact, this is a perfect time to be with y'all today because we are doing early registration.
Okay.
Now in our office, and I'll give you that information in just a second, but any new or returning student will get an early discount of $25 off of their class fee.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. It's very important. Our sessions run as 16 to 17 weeks, depending if it's the fall or the spring, and those who complete their coursework are either sit for their GED or they test out in their ESL classes, and we follow them, hopefully, for more success stories as they go through. Any given time, we will serve about 300 families in the five-county service area.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's not easy getting a GED, is it?
It is not. It's Lou not. knows well.
You made me answer some questions.
That's right.
They have to learn.
That's right.
I think I failed.
Well, I know
I think
that
it's good I have it already.
This is true. We had a test for your listeners. We had a test for all the board members and staff, and I am not ashamed to say that we didn't do that great. So we have such an appreciation for our students who are studying every Tuesday and every Thursday night for 16, 17 weeks, whichever semester they're in, to actually sit for this test.
Yes.
And for those of you who are not familiar with GED, it is basically your equivalency of a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. There are four core areas that our students need to sit for the test. So they have to pass all four cores before they actually get their certificate.
Man. And they get instruction in class?
Or they get instruction in class. Okay. We have a very robust GED class in the form of we have one teacher, and we try to keep it to about 20 students. We have 24 this year, so we're so excited. And there are different levels of competency. How we do this is when someone calls us or comes to us, we ask them to come in and do an assessment.
Find out where they are.
Where the weaknesses might be, where the strengths are, because we don't want to teach to the strengths, you know, the strengths that they already have. They can sit for that part of the test already. We help them with the weaknesses. And let's say that they are not that proficient in English, mm-hmm. so we might test them for one of eight of our ESL, English as a Second Language classes. They may have the knowledge, but they just can't read and write and speak the Spanish. I mean, excuse me, the English. Yeah. They are Spanish-speaking. We have Spanish-speaking. We have Vietnamese-speaking. We have students from Colombia and, as I said, Vietnam. And, of course, because of the nature of our geography, we have a lot of Hispanic students. And so we're kind of global. It's kind of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And
you've
been the director now for 2 years, I believe. Is that right?
I have been the director for 2 years. Last month it was two years, and the person that I replaced, which I can't replace him, is our beloved Mike Hunter. Mike was the executive director for several years, well known around the community, and he did a great job.
Yeah.
And so I was lucky to be able to take the reins from him, and we are so very excited because about this time last year, we were moving into our new offices, which are located in the Hill Country Resource Center at 1127 East Main Street. For those of you who have not been to our building, please make a point to stop by and see us.
Gorgeous building.
Gorgeous building.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And
addition,
it's a two-story, if those of you not familiar, it's a two-story building at the Y, as we say, East Main, and where Main Street branches into Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Two-story beautiful building, and there are about 12 or 13 nonprofits in that building. So we're almost a one-stop shop.
It is just a
beautiful asset to our community.
It is. Right behind the Christian Women's Job Corps.
Correct.
People may be familiar with that.
In fact, I'm glad you said that, because they have that Christian Women's Job Corps, and our building is on the same campus.
Oh, okay.
It's a triangle, if you will. That is all the nonprofit campus is what we call it. So it's really kind of nice, because if someone walks in our front door and they really need help but they don't know where to go, they may not need our services, but they may need Big Brothers Big Sisters. They may need New Hope Counseling or Arts at Heart. Or BCFS. And so you can walk them right down the hall.
Can't you? Yeah, right. That is a great arrangement here.
Mm-hmm. It's a great arrangement. We work with as you know, Lou, we work with all volunteer instructors. All of our instructors are just absolutely it, because they volunteer their time every Tuesday and every Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30, week in, week out, semester in, semester out, and our students love them, and those instructors love their students. They really do. So we're very fortunate that we have such a dedicated staff of volunteers to do that.
So are we looking for volunteers always? Is that how can the community help?
The community can help several ways. If they would like to volunteer, but they're not a teacher, we can always have someone come in and help us in the office. You know, do all kinds of different things, whether we're doing a mail out or we're getting ready for a special event, answering the phone, that kind of thing. If you are a business and you have employees that might need a little assistance in either getting a GED or need to learn more English, please let's partner. We have several businesses in town that partner, and how that works is the business owner allows, if it's during the time that person is working, let's say a shift work, allows that person off, and many times they offer incentives. If it's not during their work time, they still offer incentives. So if they complete their classes, if those employees complete their classes, that employer will refund some of their money back,
okay,
whether it be in form of cash or days off, more vacation, that kind of thing. So if you're a business, we'd really encourage you to partner with us, on that. And then, of course, obviously, we're always in the hunt for good instructors. Whether you want to be a substitute and you just sub every so often when one of our regular teachers are out of town or something, or we'll put you to work full time. Full time in the evenings. I should say it that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say we're always in the hunt for financial help, and we're that too, right?
And thank you so much. See, he's a good board member. He's a good board member. We are, as I said earlier, we are a standalone nonprofit organization, and that means that we are not associated with any independent school district like so many adult education programs are. We do not take any state or federal funding. So we fundraise in the form of individual donors, business donors, writing grants to our local and regional foundations. And, of course, we have our one big fundraising event, which is in April of every year, and it's our Champion of Education, where we honor a champion or a couple. We have honored even a foundation in the past for promoting education, especially adult education. And that is a fun luncheon. We bring in a keynote speaker, and we honor our champion, and that is our one fundraiser a year.
It's great fun.
Yeah.
Last year we ate out of little school bags.
That's right.
Lunch bags.
That's
really
exactly
cute.
Right. Yeah. We welcomed everyone to the literacy lunchroom at Schroner University. And that's where also all of 300 plus people had to take the GED test, as Lou did, and then ate out of their lunchbox. So anyway, it's a fun event, and that's just our only one fundraiser we do a year.
And we do some others.
And we do some others.
All right. So Minnie, we're going to take a quick break, because Becca likes us to take breaks. Right, Becca? Oh, she's smiling at me. Okay, so can you hang around for another minute?
Absolutely.
I want to find out a couple more things from you.
Absolutely.
Is that cool?
Sure.
All right, so quick break, and we'll be right back. This is the Hero Card Hour here on KRV, 1230 AM.
I was raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer.
All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. We took that break to strategize how we're going to wrap up this show. That's the truth. And, again, we've got Mindy Wendelay here. Mindy, I want you, before you leave us here, to please give out your contact information, because people are listening. They might want to be instructors. They might want to volunteer. They might want to give money. Tell people how they do that, please.
Absolutely. We make it so easy, Lou. As I said, we're located at 1127 East Main Street at Suite 104 here in Kerrville. Our telephone number is area code 830-896-8787. Our website is www.familiesandliteracy.org. It's kind of long, but just spell it all out. And we also have, we are on social media. Please like our Facebook page.
Very good.
And because we do post some of those yummy pictures of food, we post all kinds of What Your Story pictures of our students and our board and our instructors and so forth. So those are our contact areas. And if you can't find, if you don't remember any of that, remember Lou McCoy or Mindy Wendelly, we will get you to the right place.
That's good. That's exactly right. You can go back. You can go to our website and find information on them as well, and listen to the radio show once it's posted.
That's right.
So that's good. All right. So Mindy, let's close with one of the things that's so dear to me is what Mary does down at the county jail. Can you share that briefly? I think that's an amazing program.
Lou is talking about one of our instructors, Mary Gray, who goes to jail twice a week. And when I say that, I say a little tongue-in-cheek, but she really does go to our Kerr County Jail, and it is a wonderful cooperative. We're in our third year with Sheriff Herholzer,
yep.
where she goes in and has a Monday class and a Wednesday class and teaches preparatory for GED to any of the inmates that would like to do so. It is very near and dear to all of our hearts because we want to help those who may not have had a chance to help and they find themselves in that situation. So Mary Gray is a wonderful volunteer for us for that. As I said, every time we see her, she'll say, I'm going to jail, and we say, we hope you get out. And it is just one of her things that Families and Literacy does.
That's amazing. And, yeah. and again, shout out to Sheriff Rusty.
To Sheriff Rusty. This is very dear to his
heart.
It's
dear to him. Mm-hmm. And so we toured the facility, the county jail, one day, and she was holding class that day,
mm-hmm.
and there were 15 to 25 men and women, or maybe it was all men. I guess, I don't know.
They
were in there, and they were paying attention, mm-hmm. and Mary held their attention. I was just so impressed.
It takes a special personality to do that. And she has a gentleman on one day and ladies on another day because we can't mix them.
I should have known that.
But and of course she's like any other volunteer that the jail has, which they have many from the church community and others. That she had to go through an extensive training program for safety. It is obviously a safety mm-hmm. issue, and so that everyone is happy with the permit of doing this as well. So that is just one more thing that Families and Literacy does for our community. And if you want more information, please give us a call at 896-8787. We would love to plug you in anywhere you'd like to be plugged in.
Perfect. Okay. And get a tax write-off if you
Absolutely.
Donate this year.
501c3.
That's a reminder that it's a great time of year. If you hadn't made all your charitable donations, do so now. Get credit for that. So, that's again, right. Manny, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
I want to have you back.
Absolutely.
In 2017. I'm going to wrap up the show. If you can stay here for just a minute,
sure.
I want to tell about something that's really cool. I was talking earlier, Mindy, I don't know if you heard this, about Bloomin' Handler's Florist over in Fredericksburg. And Stacy, the daughter there, after we did flower business, she told me something. It was so dear to her heart. She has her and her husband. Do you like birds? Oh, I've got.
Of course, we had. We
sure.
Do you like birds?
I
like exotic birds.
Barbecue,
yeah,
over a slow fire.
It's no fair, Becca. You knew that I was going to talk about this. Yeah. So in fact, you've had a big exotic bird at one time.
Well,
right?
My dad.
Your
did.
Dad did.
Yeah, he had an Amazon gold parrot with its tail. It was 6 feet long.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And
beautiful birds.
Gorgeous bird.
Live a long time.
Did not like it.
Well,
it scared me.
It scared you.
It wanted to eat my fingers.
Well, so I want to tell you about Andre and Marley's Haven.
Okay.
So Stacy and her husband Steve
uh-huh.
have an exotic bird sanctuary.
Oh, cool!
And so what they do is if the bird's been abused, abandoned, neglected,
Aww.
Or surrendered, and you think about the community we live in, birds can outlive their owners. These
right,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
and so if maybe somebody's like, oh, I've got this beautiful bird, I can't handle it any longer, maybe I'm going to assisted living or any of those circumstances, they will take the bird.
Cool.
And I just think that's so cool. So. I want to, again, part of our show, Mindy, we want to try and get information out that maybe people don't know about.
Absolutely.
And so I want to give you this email. If you have a bird or would like to learn more about how these people could help you, it's Andre, A-N-D-R-E, and A-N-D. So Andre and Marley's Haven, M-A-R-L-E-Y-S, Haven, H-A-V-E-N.
There you go.
It's a lot of information at yahoo.com. But if you'll email them, they'd be glad to talk to you.
Sure, that'd be fantastic.
And so they work straightly out of their pocket. They'll take donations, things like that. They're not a 503C, but they'll anyway. Neat. I just was fascinated by that. I always
That's
love
neat.
Birds.
Yeah, I like to look at them. I do. I'm not an interactive person with birds. I'm a big animal person, but me and birds just. I had a parakeet when I was a kid.
Well,
I did.
I like birds.
Didn't live very long. I had a cat too. So
oh god! Oh my goodness! Yeah, that's not
story.
A good combination. Yeah. Well, and next week I was going to tell you that we do a lot of animals on this show.
Oh.
We'll have the dog rescue here.
Oh, cool!
Yeah.
Which one, Freeman Fritz? Utopia?
Yeah, one of them. Hang on. Wait, I'll tell you. It's the Kerr County Animal Services.
That one.
And they're having a big adoption.
Yeah.
They're having a big adoption.
Oh,
and
cool. good.
They've got an organization that's helping them with some of that. So
Excellent.
That'd be great. And So I think that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Is that
yeah.
it for today? All right. This was the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. Tune in each week. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
They got whiskey.